Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. A car bomb exploded as a military convoy drove by in the Turkish capital of Ankara late last night. At least 28 people were killed, and the Turkish government is blaming a Syrian Kurdish militant group for the attack. Those same militants are the allies of the United States in the Syrian civil war just across the border, where Turkey has also been shelling Kurdish units in northern Syria, even as the U.S. backs them in fights against government forces and ISIS. With us is Soner Çağatay, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Soner, welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Is there any evidence that this attack was from Kurdish militants in Ankara, or is that just the government line?
The modus operandi of the attack that this targeted officers, off-duty officers, is reminiscent of past attacks by Kurdish PKK, which is a Turkish Kurdish group. And the government's claim that this is the Syrian Kurdish group, which is called the PYD, which is linked to the PKK, has some grounds. Of course, we still have to see concrete evidence. I was just told that the Turkish government called in P5 plus one ambassadors, meaning all sitting members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, in to give them evidence, and we'll have to see. But obviously, this does suggest, if it is indeed true that the Kurdish militants are behind it, a growing relationship between Turkey's own Kurdish problem and the Syrian civil war next door, that they're now affecting one another in both directions.
And that's potentially a major complication. Turkey is a NATO ally, of course, and has now stepped up its efforts against our allies, Kurds, in Syria, who are critical to our efforts there.
The Turkish government will find strong support from all sectors of the society after this horrific attack to go after the perpetrators. If these perpetrators are either the PKK or the Syrian Kurdish group PYD, then the government will go after both the PKK and the PYD because they are related groups. If that is the case, that is going to cause a deterioration of U.S.-Turkish relationship, which is probably what the people who are behind this attack want. And I think there is another angle, which is that the attack will probably drive Russia and the Kurds closer together. Russia has already been providing weapons to the Syrian Kurds, PYD, and this attack will pivot the Syrian Kurds even closer to Russia. And that's a dangerous turn for Turkey, because so far the country's Kurdish problem has been a domestic issue to which there are domestic solutions. But if you have Russia involved in Turkey's Kurdish issue, the problem becomes internationalized with all sorts of nefarious actors from Syria stepping in. So what Turkey has to do is to be smart and pull the carpet from under the Russians and avoid the internationalization of the Kurdish issue.
How important are these Kurdish militant factions to the United States efforts in Syria? Of course, we rely heavily on Kurds in Iraq in the fight against ISIS. I wonder how important these factions are in Syria.
Absolutely. The Kurds in Iraq and the Kurds in Syria are different groups. The Kurds in Iraq actually have very good ties with Turkey. It's the Kurds in Syria who don't. So while Turkey and the U.S. and Iraqi Kurds were closely together against the so-called and horrific Islamic State, it's the Kurds in Syria that don't get along with Turkey. And if this attack is indeed perpetrated by them, this will divide Turkey and the Syrian Kurds further. What does the United States do at this stage? If Turkey provides the U.S. with concrete evidence that Syrian Kurds are behind this attack, the U.S. will be left between a rock and a hard place to choose between Turkey and its Syrian Kurdish allies. The Syrian Kurds are obviously important to fight ISIS, but their reach is limited within Syria because they're ethnically not Arabs. And ISIS is mainly, the so-called Islamic State is mainly an Arab formation, meaning that the Syrian Kurds can only take so much of Syria away from them. But it ultimately requires not only Syrian Arabs, or like-minded Arab states, and strong NATO allies such as Turkey to carry out an effective cleanup operation against ISIS. So I think Washington will do everything it can to not make a choice between the Kurds in Syria and Turkey, trying to keep them both on board. But this might be too difficult after this attack.
28 people killed in a terrorist attack in Ankara, Syria. The Turkish government is blaming Kurdish factions in Syria for that attack. A severe complication in the relationship between those Kurds, the United States, and NATO ally Turkey. Soner Çağatay, director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.